For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. The Latino Media Collaborative has launched a website designed to provide resources to formerly incarcerated people throughout the Inland Empire and the rest of Southern California. KVCR's Benjamin Perper has more.
The website, called stepforwardca.com, directs formerly incarcerated people to organizations in their area that provide services like job placement, mental health treatment, and legal services. Armando Carmona is program manager with the Latino Media Collaborative.
What we're trying to do and what we're doing is creating resource guides that can speak to people that have been impacted by the war on drugs, their families, and provide them a sense of hope, a sense that they are not alone, and really an understanding that there are resources and services there to support them and their transition into looking for new opportunities and second chances.
One of the organizations that StepForwardCA.com directs people to is called Starting Over, Inc., which provides transitional housing and job placement. Erica Smith got involved with the organization after being on probation and utilizing Starting Over's transitional housing program. Now she does peer support and community organizing with them.
Well, it's really important to have, you know, organizations like Starting Over, Inc., to be able to help catch people, because the criminal justice system, they just let you go. They don't really care about the human, the person, right? So we're there and we can catch people and then help support them with the services, you know, and finding resources and things like that. We support and elevate people and help them be able to get back into the community and be able to get their voice back and knowing that they can do things. And so that they can move forward into life, you know, places in life they want to be.
You can learn more at stepforwardca.com. Benjamin Perper, KVCR News.
Californians are allowed to dine outdoors and go to gyms again, and to hold small outdoor gatherings. As Cap Radio's Sammy Keola reports, scientists say this is a crucial step for people's mental health.
After 7 weeks of tight restriction, California counties are allowed to return to the color-coded tier system, which allows them to slowly reopen their economies if they keep their case rates down. The change also lets people get together again, as long as it's outside and no more than three households are there. Stanford University biologist Erin Mordecai says this should be okay as long as people keep their distance.
Not that we should all have huge gatherings, but I think the ability to see people outdoors in a socially distanced setting with a mask on, with, you know, small numbers of people, I think we all need that for our mental health and our social health.
The spike from the holidays is petering out, but she says there's still a chance we'll see another surge, especially if the new variants from the UK become dominant in California. In Sacramento, I'm Sammy Keola.
California's move to lift the coronavirus stay-at-home order, still in effect in three regions of the state, was a surprise to many when it was announced early Monday morning. But Governor Gavin Newsom says county health departments were kept informed and even played a part in the announcement that came Monday instead of late last week or over the weekend.
There was some concern some had expressed, local health officers in particular, that before we do that, let's make sure there were no anomalies related to MLK Day and some of the reporting over that holiday weekend. And so we worked with them to delay actually a day or so to make sure that that data was indeed accurate.
All 58 California counties now return to the color-coded tier system that governs specific restrictions. Newsom and Health and Human Services Secretary Dr. Mark Galli say data show ICU capacity will be above 15% statewide in 4 weeks, and the data leading to those conclusions will be made public for independent review. Last week, state officials refused to release that information, saying it didn't want to confuse residents. Shereen Awad, KVCR News.